Hey everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Sestrino, back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories for the week of Tuesday, August 27, 2019, here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yes, that's right. We are back here live on some News AF here last week of August 2019 as we start to enter the start of fall around the corner. Kids went back to school, but the News AF keeps coming. A man who just got back from a cross-country trip, the great Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
I'm great. I'm exhausted. I went to Philly to hang out with
some friends,
some Survivor alums, and now I'm back and I'm watching this guy outside my back window with like a chainsaw on a pole.
Chainsaw on a pole.
Oh, sweet. The guy's living on the edge.
Have you ever? No, it's like made for that. Like the motor is down at the handle and it has like an extra long pole with a chainsaw thing. It's pretty cool.
In a zombie apocalypse, that's worth its weight in gold.
That's ideal.
Yeah, totally.
Because then you don't get like sometimes
zombie blood
you can
all over
yeah,
you.
Yeah, exactly. Because some zombie blood, if you get it dirty in your eye,
yeah,
it gets bad. Does all zombie blood turn you into zombies?
I don't know if it
does,
but it's always been a point of irritation for me on zombie movies where people are like, oh, just smashing the crap out of zombies.
They don't care. Like on The Walking Dead, that's not a thing.
Yeah, you got to put yourself in a full body condom before you go smashing zombies at close
that's
range.
That's what we recommend. Yeah. All right. Of course, a man who, if there was such a thing as a full body condom, he would have one and he would wear it. Mr.
Would it be lambskin?
Bryson.
Yeah, I'd be wearing it every time I left the house.
Yeah, I think lambskin.
Would it be a reusable lambskin one?
I think that's like putting like a dry cleaning bag over your head if it's not.
I've considered wearing a mask, surgical mask, like especially when I fly. But then I just don't. It just makes me look a little out of place, unless I'm in Asia.
Yeah, you look like patient zero.
Yeah, they're like, what does he have?
Oh, no.
I need to write on the outside of the mask, I don't have anything, I'm protecting myself from you.
Yeah.
Preventative only.
Mm-hmm. What do you think? Should we start a line of Danny Bryson surgical masks that
actually
can wear?
I just had an idea. So they're reversible. So on one side, I can say I'm sick, and on the other side, I can say you're sick.
Yeah,
and so, it's a high res print of a scrotum.
Yeah. Well, I think they all kind of look like that with the lines. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. We could go with it full blown though, with just like scraggly hairs and stuff.
Danny,
this is genius.
Do you want to do I'm sick, you're sick, or it's not me, it's you, or it's not you, it's me?
I like that one better, Rob. Let's go with that.
Yeah. Okay, we'll go with that.
Much
all right,
better.
Let's see. Send that out to the Sloth Terrarium. Of course, if you're joining us for the first time, this is the show where we talk about all of the most interesting news stories from the internet that get submitted in our Facebook group and that we discover across all of the various actual factual news sites across the web. Tyson, how
we also like to pepper in some inside jokes from as far back as 3 or 4 years ago.
That's a good point as well. All right. So let's get into our top story at this hour. And that has to do with, hey, the chicken sandwich wars are on. That Danny, it's a virtual Game of Thrones out there in the chicken sandwich landscape.
All must answer the battle cry of the chicken sandwich. Also, by the way,
has Mickey D's gotten in on this, or is just
Mickey D's makes a pretty good chicken sandwich,
but they're
hanging
nobody's
low.
Nobody's worried about them. It's really that this has sort of escalated into a full-on chicken sandwich thermonuclear war between Chick-fil-A and Popeyes, who has
but Wendy's also has a nice spicy chicken sandwich.
Yep. So McDonald's isn't in the fray because they're not a chicken-only establishment, or they don't, you know, they're not mainly chicken.
They're not a chicken thing.
I have had chicken from both of these places, so I'm ready to weigh in at my own
peril.
Have
you had a chicken sandwich from both of these places?
No,
that's,
no, that's,
so
that,
that,
I have not.
Then you're,
I feel like I have some experience, though.
Yeah, you have more experience than someone who hasn't eaten at both of those restaurants.
Yes, but you are on record that your favorite fast food restaurant is Del Taco, right?
No, Delta. I would actually eat at Chick-fil-A more, except for the lines are so huge that it's just ridiculous.
Is that because you agree more with their political stance?
No, it's because their chicken sandwich is delicious.
Danny is firmly aligned with the political stance of Del Taco.
Yeah, which is just make burritos that are inconsistently good.
There's worse things than diarrhea.
Stands
is that their political stance?
Del Taco on all matters, right? You're a huge donor to the super PAC for Del Taco, right?
Yeah, Danny's whole family has been for generations.
Yeah, my dad's been donating underneath all of his kids' names. Yeah, max amount.
That's actually your order at Del Taco is the super pack, which is 30 Del Tacos.
And then a box of wet wipes.
Yeah. All right. So it seems as though Popeyes has entered the market with a Chick-fil-A ripoff of their signature sandwich.
Tyson, ripoff or improvement?
That's the argument.
That's the argument.
I haven't had either. So, Tyson, can you patent a sandwich?
I mean, probably if there's some proprietary ingredients, but
secret sauces, chicken,
secret sauces, perhaps. But when the secret sauce is just like Thousand Island ranch and mayonnaise mixed together, that's not a hard one to mimic.
I think the secret sauce here is just one pickle you put or two pickles.
Yeah. Yeah, they like the pickles on the chicken. So I think that that's okay. And there's really been a lot of hullabaloo about this. Like the Popeyes has probably seen a spike in sales. Their stock has probably been driven up. I've heard it's impossible to get your hands on one of these Popeye chicken sandwiches because they're sold out in minutes. And I even got invited to go try one Friday night.
By who?
By my neighbor, who's also my friend.
Not like the CEO of Popeye's invited.
The CEO of Popeye's was like, we're baking them up at my house. And I just passed on him.
Guys, like with all wars, somebody's making money. War profiteering is taking place.
No, like
here.
All wars, everyone's making money.
No.
Except for the soldiers. Except for the soldiers.
And the chickens. The chickens and here
the
are chickens.
The chickens are the biggest loser.
But I'm telling you, Chick-fil-A is not sad about
Meanwhile, KFC introduced their Impossible Chicken, or they're about to.
Yeah,
I saw a headline.
Is that with the macaroni and cheese?
So chickens everywhere rejoice. Meanwhile, chickens are being slaughtered by the millions to satisfy this chicken war.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Danny, this is a better plot than season 8 of Game of Thrones.
Maybe even season 7. It just keeps getting thicker, too, you know?
It's a bigger and bigger chicken sandwich. And so that Popeyes has really just exploded here, and there are lines, and people are paying up the yin-yang. Do you know how much these chicken sandwiches are going for on the dark web, Tyson?
$80.
Yeah. even more than that. The rapper Quavo from the group Migos, he said that he would pay
both of those things I'm familiar with
$1,000 for the sandwich.
He would or did.
We will we'll know that this war has peaked once some politician goes and takes sides with.
Really? I already feel like Quavo taking a side.
I don't even know who Quavo is.
It was a joke post, but that he's joking about
who's
the
Quavo
from Migos.
From Migos, bro.
I still don't know
the rapper Quavo from Migos.
Don't know. He sounded like something I would dip my chip into. Quavo.
Well, don't be insulting.
Yeah,
you what are going to start a rap battle here, Danny?
Well, it would be a quick battle because he would win almost instantly. I'm no rapper. Look, I don't know who he is. I'm asking legitimate questions. I don't see why he gets to decide when the war is ended.
He's not deciding.
Oh, well, Tyson was saying that it peaked because of this guy.
It did. I don't know who more important than Quavo is going to get on and talk about Popeye chicken sandwich.
Hillary. I think that, you know, once the I don't know how many, you know, Chick-fil-A's and Popeye's are in Iowa. But once the you know, all the people campaigning weigh in. Yeah, I think that that's going to probably be.
Kill it.
Yeah, that'll make it not cool. If there's anything that makes something not cool, it's when political candidates.
Yeah, or the UN gets involved.
Right, right. Now, I do think that the underbelly of all this, as Tyson alluded to, is that, you know, Chick-fil-A, a lot of people were out on the sidelines of Chick-fil-A because they donate to a lot of causes, which I believe are often anti-LGBTQ, and so Chick-fil-A does not have the best reputation in the marketplace.
Well, the one thing that we know for sure is that neither of these establishments fight for the rights of chickens.
Yes, well,
you don't know that for sure, Danny. Maybe
I feel pretty confident if
range.
You're murdering and selling chicken meat, you're not exactly fighting. Yeah.
Maybe they're waiting till they die of natural causes.
Now, KFC, on the other hand, by introducing Impossible Chicken, they're on the side of the chicken.
Are
or at least
they,
they're
Danny,
starting to turn.
I feel like that it's hard for KFC to really be out there saying, we stand with the chickens. Like, I know they changed the name from Kentucky Fried Chicken to KFC to make us forget about the word fried, but I don't know if we're going to forget about the word chicken. Like, I don't know if there's going to be a lot of animal activists that's like, you see KFC, what they're doing? They are the gold standard of animal activism. KFC.
So if you had to just go and get one of these sandwiches right now, Rob, which restaurant are
Popeyes,
you going to?
Popeyes. I want to be cool.
I'm going Chick-fil-A because I do like their sandwich, and I don't
try it and true.
Politics.
You're not even going to try something new. You'd rather go with the old.
I have had Popeye, and it was a disgusting experience.
Hmm.
And that's my biggest problem is that I don't even want to put my foot in a Popeye's because it was so gross.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Whereas every Chick-fil-A I've gone into, I've been. I don't know if their employees are robots, but they're incredibly happy. I've been greeted with smile. I've been treated very politely. I've been giving so much sauce that it's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, the service
more sauce
was
than you could ever use.
So, yeah, I'm going to Chick-fil-A because it is very clean and service with a smile.
Yeah. Mm. I've seen the comparison between Popeyes and Chick-fil-A, where Chick-fil-A, everybody is very nice to you. And at Popeyes, that the service can be a little bit rude to you. But that's how good Popeyes is, that even though they're rude to you, people still keep coming back.
You know what? This is the problem. Good food is good food. Doesn't matter what's behind the food, in my opinion. If Beelzebub himself served a great hamburger,
that's Satan.
I would buy a hamburger from the devil if it was good enough, and I'd be able to overlook
spicy chicken sandwich.
Or a spicy chicken sandwich, and I feel like I would be able to overlook his interesting philosophies on life. It's like, let's just eat the food. Who cares?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow. That's quite the stance. So you're saying that no matter how terrible the purveyor
exactly.
of the chicken sandwich is, you're going with the superior food.
The superior food, always.
All cases.
Because that's what I'm paying for. Sure, they might be using their money to fight wars off in some foreign land, but where I am at their cash register, I'm only concerned about the delicious chicken sandwich.
Mm. So you're pro Chick-fil-A, 100% true blue through and through.
Yeah, just because of my limited experience. Now, look, there could be a Popeye somewhere that's clean and has at least people who aren't upset serving the food. And that might change my mind. But my first experience and first experiences, those matter a lot, was not a good one with Popeye.
Listen, if you're working at a fast food restaurant, I'm not going to blame you for not being hospitable.
Yeah.
I agree. Hey, you've heard me. I've excused behavior, but it wasn't just the service. It was the food. And at the end of the day, it's the food that matters the most.
Okay.
And the food was disgusting, almost unedible.
How many times have you been to Popeyes?
Once. That's all it took.
One and done.
Why would I go back after that?
But what if you had had a glowing, let's say you'd had a great experience.
Yeah, then I would go back. That's what I'm saying.
But then bar at Popeyes.
Well,
that's the issue.
If it was delicious, I would, of course, return all the time.
Yeah.
But it wasn't. It was
what if
gross.
They gave you nacho cheese sauce with your chicken? Would you like that?
Well, Tyson, the odds of me going back are very small because of my first experience.
Mm. I don't even know if nacho cheese sauce and chicken is a thing.
I feel like it could be. I feel like Taco Bell has tried something like that before.
Yeah.
Chicken fries.
Yeah.
So,
And so I'm the only one here who's eaten at both places, I think.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll see. We want to hear from our listeners if they've had both, which is better.
Rob, you've never eaten at both?
I I don't remember if I've ever eaten at Popeyes before. I think I've only had Chick-fil-A once, and I thought, it's fine. Thought it was overrated.
Yep.
I was like,
Popeyes is not a West Coast thing so much as an East Coast thing, but it is now making its way into the, like, we didn't have one in Utah for the longest time.
I'm not a big fried chicken guy.
Really? I love fried chicken.
So,
I used to love fried chicken. Now I love fried Impossible chicken.
Yeah. I mean, not that it's not delicious. I'm just not going to, you know, go out and then, you know, eat, fried chicken and then not, hate myself.
We should try the all fried chicken diet.
Okay.
Just for a couple weeks.
No, the...
That doesn't sound good.
The new Popeye sandwich to emulate the Chick-fil-A sandwich has a pickle on it. Tyson, how do you feel about the pickle on the buttermilk fried chicken sandwich?
I'm fine with pickles.
Yeah.
I think that's fine. I think it was probably Chick-fil-A's kind of signature thing to throw a pickle on there. And now Popeye's. But Popeye's play fair a little bit. Popeyes is probably like, we're proving that we have this superior chicken, so we're going to do everything the same as Chick-fil-A, and our sandwich will still be better because the chicken is what matters.
Mm-hmm. Now, the social media response has been way more in the favor of Popeyes chicken, that according to this research that was being done, that Popeyes has had a 15, 20, 25% Twitter follower growth since the introduction of the new sandwich, Danny.
Yeah, are these the same people who are also reposting things that say Instagram does not have the right to share or use my images?
That's great. Should have had on their menu that this notice, Channel 13 says nobody can rip off our sandwich if we put this on our menu. So it's right here with the Rome Accords. they didn't do that. And then Popeyes was able to just reuse their recipe without their permission.
If only they had used the Rome Accords.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Channel 13 was talking about it. So 167,000 Twitter followers for Popeyes, but 1.1 million Twitter followers for Chick-fil-A.
Wait, what were those numbers again?
167,000 for Popeyes, 1.1 million Twitter followers for Chick-fil-A.
Tyson, that doesn't even sound like a contest. That's an obliteration.
Is Popeyes bigger on Instagram, Tyson? Is that what it is?
They're bigger on MySpace.
Yeah, no, I think Chick-fil-A has been leading in that market for quite some time. I'm going to make a poll here, and then we can see...
A snap poll.
We can see by the end what our fan base, my fan base, prefers.
Okay. All right. So.
So far, zero votes.
Now, there are lines around the block for the new Popeyes chicken sandwich. But it is not just people wasting their time idly just standing by, that people are registering to vote as they wait in line for the new Popeyes chicken sandwich. That's what happened in North Carolina as a group came by to get people registered to vote.
So annoying. Not only am I in a line to get a chicken sandwich I don't want, but someone's trying to get me to register to vote. It's like, oh my gosh, bad chicken and politics.
No, I like the idea.
I don't.
Here's why I like it, because probably get some backlash for this. I have not been registered to vote for maybe ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
This is multitasking. This is great.
Yeah, you're sitting there, you're like, and one of the reasons I'm not registered to vote is I never want to take the time to register to vote. Mm-hmm. So if I'm standing there in line waiting for a chicken sandy, and then I'm just like, oh man, I could be on my phone playing games, but you know what? I'm so sick of looking at my goddamn phone, but I can't not look at it.
Yeah.
It's like all day, every day, I'm like, I'll update Twitter. Now I'm updating Instagram. Now it's just like, Rob, if we could start a GoFundMe where I could just smash my phone, if we could just raise $5 million so I wouldn't need social media for anything,
yeah,
I would in a heartbeat get rid of all of it.
Okay. So we have to find where people are just standing around. Like, when, you know, when you go to the supermarket, you're on the way in and they're always trying, like, hey, will you sign this petition? And it's like,
I got things to go and places to do. Yeah.
I'm busy. But if you came and spoke to me while I'm in the line, I'd have to come up with some other reason to not sign the petition. Then I'm busy.
Well, even the petition, that's like, I think registering to vote is, you're not cornering someone into, I mean, you maybe are cornering someone into doing something they don't want to do, but it's not like, hey, will you sign this petition to have all yaks murdered in Siberia? And you're like, well, I don't know how I feel about that. And they're like, well, everybody's signing it, even celebrities.
Is that a petition like, okay, you confront often, Tyson?
Well,
the murdering yak saying, petition.
I'm just saying that there are some petitions that you don't necessarily want to take up the fight. So, like, you signing it, you feel like they're strong arming you into like a stance that you don't necessarily believe or even really want to be associated with. Whereas registering to vote is, you know, it's a universal.
Yes, like,
everybody
on. For the man,
everybody hates
vote.
Voting.
Yeah,
everybody hates voting.
Well, if
look, I
go ahead.
I can commend this person for doing this, right? Like, I would never be able to do it. Go out and ask people to take action. That's not me, right? Mm-hmm. So good.
Yeah,
for
but
him.
So what if somebody, but, like, let's say this guy, you're in line for a Popeyes,
and remember,
sandwich.
I'm in
your
line,
mouth
I'm
is
sweating
watering.
Because it's
your
hot.
Mouth
outside.
Is watering.
I don't
like,
want this chicken sandwich because the last time I ate a Popeyes, it was eating a fried sponge meat.
Yeah. So you're grumpy. You're dreaming of soup bars.
And this guy comes up, you want to participate in a farce called the election?
No.
Here.
Yeah,
let me
no,
help
no,
you
it's
register
not.
To vote.
No, but he does it in a different way. He says, excuse me, sir, since you're going to be here anyways, would you love to register to vote and be part of the change of the country, you know?
Oh, really? Part
choose
of the change
the
of the country?
Choose the direction.
Okay. And if, you know, he came at me and he was nice, I'd probably... Wait, I think I might be registered, is what I would say, which could
okay.
may or may
I'm
not
already
be true.
Registered.
I'm
already that's smart.
Registered, yeah.
Because you want to know a little insider
I
secret,
might
be too.
Registered, I don't know.
If the Mormon missionaries ever approach you, just tell them you're already Mormon. That also
it's
works.
A good pro hack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pro hack, guys. If any missionaries
hack.
From any religion ask you if you'd like to hear their message, tell them you're already a member of whatever church they're selling you on.
Can I ask a question about Popeyes? Is Popeyes chicken, does it have anything to do with Popeye the Sailor Man, Danny?
He was a spinach guy.
I mean, he's not in
Let
the logo.
See.
No.
He's not?
Is there a different
the
Popeye?
Well,
I always thought it had to do with the cartoon character, but
I'll get down to this.
Yeah.
Okay, Google. How did Popeye's chicken get its name?
They don't seem to serve any spinach.
Chicken on the run? Oh, that was its motto, right? That was what he just said.
It just said it was founded and opened as Chicken on the Run.
Okay, so nothing to do.
And then it switched to Popeyes. It didn't say yes or no. Google skirted the question completely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It changed to Popeyes when Popeye became a popular figure in American culture. Maybe?
Yeah, but Popeye is like the one intellectual property which has never gotten a remake. After the
he's never gotten a movie.
After the Robin Williams movie from like 1981.
Dude, he's a violent spinach swilling character. It seems like all he does is eat spinach so he can pound people, right? He just gets those muscles so he can lift things up and maybe hurt people.
Yeah.
I would love to see him adopted into the Marvel Universe.
Yeah. Okay. We'll see. We'll see.
Maybe I'd watch
a remake. But what about a reboot where Popeye the Sailor Man opens a chicken restaurant, Tyson?
What? That's the remake?
No, they should do that.
And then he's getting into competitive sandwich competitions with other.
Yeah.
I like it.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about some of our other stories at this hour. Oh, this is a very interesting one. Now, we do not like to report on conspiracy theories, but this is one that has cracked. Once CNET starts talking about something, that's the line when we will stick our toe in the water. And there has been a new photo circulating around. around that perhaps, much like Tupac, much like Elvis Presley and Avril Lavigne, Avril Lavigne was
and Adolf Hitler.
Well, Avril Lavigne was different. Avril Lavigne is somebody impersonating Avril Lavigne, but
yeah.
Steve Jobs apparently is still alive, according
so you think,
to this photo which has surfaced.
I've seen the photo several times. I've read the article,
and
the one thing I would like to see is that man turn his face. The profile is pretty good, right? He's not. Mm-hmm. Everyone points out that he's not wearing an Apple Watch, but I would like to see the guys straight on, because I bet you he looks nothing like Steve Jobs.
Okay. Now, this was taken in Egypt, and this is somebody who was working here barefoot, as Steve Jobs would often do, Danny.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Could Steve Jobs still be out there?
No.
No?
Here's my take on it.
Egypt.
Well, listen to this, Danny.
Okay. Convince me, Tyson.
Okay. Apple. No, Steve Jobs is dying. They have their face matching, face recognition. They've had it for years. We haven't even known about it. They probably had it for 30 years. They find this guy. They put him in place of Steve Jobs at Apple as just a figure that just stands around looking like Steve Jobs. So nothing happens to the company in that respect. That's what would happen if this weren't Steve Jobs hiding out.
Mm.
Apple's been aware of this man for 40 years if it was a lookalike. And they would have put him into power in a mascot role as soon as Steve Jobs passed.
But never let him talk?
But never let him talk. Yes.
Okay.
So now, yeah.
Just full disclosure, I'm very surprised of how much this story has been circulated, Danny. That
I'm with you on that, Rob.
This guy looks like Steve Jobs. I guess Steve Jobs is still alive.
Mm-hmm.
And from what I know,
those stories circulate. Elvis.
Yeah, that's someone made a joke that must be Elvis sitting right next to him.
Yeah.
Yeah, could be.
could be. You know, we are used to, often very reputable reporting from the Sun.
The Sun, yes.
Which gives us...
Read some of the other headlines on the side banner there that we could, you know...
let's see.
They're probably all worth a conversation.
Yeah, try to find some that are not about people dying. Art dealer... let's see. evil mom, 34, who forced her starved children to eat dog poo, avoids jail. How's that not on the show this week?
Yeah.
Well, it is now. Yeah. So Steve Jobs... back to him. I mean, he looks like he's outside,
mm-hmm.
and it looks like that's maybe a place that an Egyptian would be barefoot anyways.
Yeah. Now, do we know anything about this place? It's just like he's just at a coffee shop. He's not like at some like Apple base in Egypt.
That'd be the last.
Yeah, this
place
isn't
find
Steve
him.
Jobs. Hmm. I mean, looking at this grainy picture that you're putting on our screens, and I can tell you that's not Steve.
That's
Jobs.
Always the most important thing with conspiracy theories: grainy photos
right.
that only give partial information.
Yeah.
Now, Danny, could this guy get on Cameo.com and do cameos as Steve Jobs?
Hi, like, I am Steve Jobs.
Wait, do that again,
no,
Danny?
No, it was not an Egyptian accent. I can't do one.
Mm.
He wouldn't make any money because he doesn't have the Steve Jobs. He wouldn't be able to berate you with the Steve Jobs accent.
Yeah, this is what you do. He just uses Steve Jobs voices and then just mouths them. Bah, 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 bah. And then you're getting the full Steve Jobs experience.
Could maybe one of the iPhone competitors use this Steve Jobs impersonator, Tyson, to in a campaign against
Apple?
Yeah,
for sure. Samsung?
Yeah, Samsung
would get on there,
like,
and they'd get this guy, and he'd be like,
Steve Jobs,
hi, I'm...
But if I was, I'd be embarrassed about the direction that my company has gone to.
I would definitely not be buying any more Apple products ever again.
How about this?
Ever.
All right, here's the commercial. I'm not Steve Jobs, and my phone is not the new iPhone. It's a Samsung Galaxy.
What I was going to say, Rob, is if you're the guy who took the picture, before you take the picture, you maybe find out more about this guy. Then you contact Microsoft, say, I've got an opportunity. Mm-hmm. I know this story is going to be get big. Don't know why, but it will be. And then you take a picture of him with like a Zune in his hand. And like a Chrome notebook at the table.
Yeah.
And then you post a Steve Jobs found.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. We'll have some more updates next week if this Steve Jobs impersonator is reached for an interview and maybe we find out the secret truth. I mean, would that be very shocking, Tyson, if we found out that Steve Jobs faked his own death and then was found in Egypt? Like on a scale of like 1 to 2019, where would that register in terms of unbelievable news?
Well, it depends on what he's doing in Egypt. If he's like,
are you serious? It depends what he's doing. If all he's doing is farting around and drinking coffee, I think that's news.
Like, I feel like depends that would be like,
yeah, no, that's what I'm saying.
An eight.
But what I'm saying is, it's not believable. Mm-hmm. It's more believable if he's like, I'm trying to destroy the entire planet from the anonymity of Egypt.
Yeah,
I've joined a secret cabal.
Oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if he's just like, I just wanted to enjoy coffee and not be with my family anymore, I'd be like,
I
partially
get that, bro.
Believable.
Danny, I
yeah,
do.
Partially.
I think if there was a tie-in here, though, real Steve Jobs found in Egypt, I do think that does give a lot of credibility to aliens built the pyramids. Like, I feel like that all things, alien technology, Apple, iPhone, pyramids, Steve Jobs in Egypt. Like, I think
it's all coming together.
Yeah.
At the moment of the singularity, you want to be at the pyramids with Steve Jobs to be taken up into the mastercraft that will then transport what's left of the human genome to another galaxy.
Tyson, Steve Jobs better not have sold us out to the aliens.
Oh, he was exactly the kind of guy that would.
That's why Apple
he would 100% sure would.
yep.
To sell
and
to the aliens.
Robots too. Both. He sold to the robots and the aliens, but told each of them that
He's
they were the only ones
they
were getting.
Yeah, exclusively got all the data. No, I didn't give
You've
it to
exclusively,
the aliens.
I didn't give it to the robots.
Also, Kelly in the chat wants to know if he's eating a Popeye sandwich in the photo. Can we make out? Is that Chick-fil-A? Del Taco? What is that?
What day is it? If it's Sunday, it's not Chick-fil-A unless he
that's a good
got
point.
It Saturday and then saved it for Sunday and put
what
it in
day
the microwave.
Was it in Egypt? I don't know. Okay. All right. Let's talk about a huge melee that broke out at a local water park. Danny, I know you love all public swimming areas, right?
You better believe I read this story.
What happened here? A 40-person brawl broke out over a beach towel. This was a crazy story. Let's go to the local news report to hear a little bit more about what went on here.
And we begin tonight with a brawl over a beach towel at a Sacramento water park that nearly killed a man and shut down the park. Tonight, authorities are considering whether or not to file charges against the people involved in that fight.
That's right. A KCRA3 viewer sent us this picture of a man being wheeled out of raging waters in a gurney this afternoon. The Sacramento Fire Department...
If a fight was going to break out at any water park, Tyson, raging waters
raging,
does.
Yes.
Like, that would be the place.
Raging waters.
A man almost died over a towel.
Are you familiar with raging waters?
Not what goes
on. We had a raging waters.
We have it in Utah.
Yeah.
And it's definitely where a fight would break out. If you were like, what one public space in the entire state of Utah would a fight break out? And you would be like, this was like 20, 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Still not the record.
Raging waters.
For the most blood released into the water on any given day at Raging Waters.
I could see two
it
people
is.
Fighting
Probably
over
isn't.
A towel. How did a 40-person brawl happen over a beach towel?
Well, it probably started about the towel, then it turned into sandwich talk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sandwich wars.
Naturally graduated to sandwich war.
Yeah. 40 people.
Well, they're probably all related with friends. Got your crew. They've got their crew. I'm going to call my brothers over. If you don't give me that towel. Yeah, well, I'm going to get my friends. You know, these things happen.
Yeah. Okay. That according to a park spokesperson, they do believe alcohol was one of the leading factors.
No. That's not. No. I don't believe that.
Raging Waters lets you bring in all your own alky.
These people were sober. when this is all sober. My favorite part of the story is that someone used a chair, which in like all my fight fantasies, which I'm not a confrontational person, I never want to fight, but if I ever did, I want to break a chair over somebody. I think that'd be rad. I don't want the chair broken over me, but the chair breaking like, was my favorite part of the story.
Normally in wrestling, they have a steel chair. You want like a metal chair?
Or no, I want a wood chair. I don't want to really hurt the guy, but I do want to break a chair and have him collapse to the ground. Mm-hmm. That would be a high point of my life. I could retire after that.
Yeah. My favorite part of the story is that the reason that the police chief cited on why there was a slow response to the melee breaking out is that there were officers present at the Cal Expo while a cannabis festival was simultaneously happening.
If I was going to have police be present at one of these two events, I would think Raging Waters every day of the week.
Every day of the week.
Is Raging Waters a franchise, and is it owned by the same company that owns Popeyes?
Popeye? Yeah.
I wouldn't think so. Why? Smart. What's the connection between Raging Waters and Popeyes? I think that there's long lines of Popeyes. Nobody's
soggy meat.
Man, I used to love Raging Waters. I'll still go to you.
Yeah. How about this? Why don't we get people registered to vote on the towel line at Raging Waters?
Or in the Lazy River. Mm. Just float down the river with your clipboard.
Yeah.
But the thing is that I think 60% of the people that get in Lazy Rivers die within 6 months.
Is that true?
I mean, they're pretty warm. They're just a breathing.
If you were going to make up a stat,
bacteria,
that probably is close to the truth. I feel like that's a good stat to make up.
Okay. And then the fall season is upon us, and that can only mean one thing.
Time for
pumpkin spice, Danny.
Yeah, we didn't even talk about the real pumpkin flavored item that's coming out and causing controversy all over.
What's that?
Spam?
Pumpkin flavored spam?
Yeah, pumpkin. Wait, hold on. I got to look it up.
Okay.
It's been a while since I read it.
Pumpkin. So it's meat flavored like pumpkin? Why wouldn't you just get canned pumpkin?
Hold on.
Okay. Well, just to get
pumpkin spice. Yeah, yes. Pumpkin spice spam.
All right. This isn't the bolt hole yet, right?
No, this isn't bolt hole. This is just a tie-in. I don't know why I didn't remember to do this for our show 2 or 3 weeks ago. But yes, Spam is coming out with pumpkin spice. Okay. So everyone's getting in on the game.
Yeah.
I love me some pumpkin spice. You know that.
Yeah. I think it's overrated.
Oh, have you had a pumpkin spice donut?
Pumpkin spice donut? No.
Yeah. I don't feel like the pumpkin was meant to be consumed. I don't know why.
What was it made for, Danny?
I don't know why.
Yeah,
I
what do you think,
like
God?
Out of all of the,
you think God's up there laughing at us?
Yeah, God's like, I didn't put that down there to be eaten.
Scoop it out and
scoop
use it
out
for a
and
seasonal
turn it
in, soup bowl?
Yeah, or a decoration on your porch. That's why it was created. I think it says something like that in the scriptures. But you carve it out, you cut a face on it, you throw all that gross crap away, and then when it starts to melt. Yeah, you throw it in the garbage, but everybody loves pumpkin spice. I can't actually remember eating anything with pumpkin spice, so I can't really speak to whether or not I'm a fan.
You got
to
go find a place that does pumpkin spice donuts.
Well, I'm probably going to get some of this pumpkin spice spam.
Why are you?
Yeah.
You visit
we'll try
the
that.
Site,
yeah, and let us know
for about pumpkin spice.
Well, I feel like spam can only be improved, no matter what you put in it.
Right.
So. I think you put spam on Popeye's chicken sandwich. They both benefit.
Should spam the meat rebrand, Tyson? I feel like that all of the email that you don't want, I think, has really tarnished the name. I think it's come full circle, right?
Yeah, but also I think half the people that eat spam eat it ironically.
Really?
The other half love it.
Tyson,
I think so.
Can you ask your Google assistant, is the email the unwanted email that you get spam, is it named after the canned meat that nobody likes or that half the people eat ironically?
Or ask what spam stands for, because then maybe it'll say something like stupid people allowing
mail or
something like that.
Do you think the meat is an acronym or the email is an acronym?
The email. I don't think it is, but I wonder if it is.
Like stuff.
Guys, I'm going to do it.
Always
mailing.
Okay, Google. Where did spam email get its name?
On the website todayifoundout.com, they say, A. Hormel & Co. was originally registered as a trademark in 1937, being a conflation.
Not it.
They're talking about the meat.
By the way, I really like how we're incorporating AI into the our show.
Can somebody get Siri on? Somebody
no, get don't Siri ask Siri. Siri would be like, "I found some stuff for you on the the internet." No, it's Siri like this. I could have done that myself.
Yeah. Danny, could Chick-fil-A counter Popeyes with a pumpkin spice chicken sandwich?
Genius.
Yeah.
Contact a representative right now.
Okay.
Rob.
So Starbucks made news this week. They announced the pumpkin spice latte is going to be back. And then also there is going to be a new cold brew pumpkin spice drink, which is not a latte, but people love pumpkin spice so much. And so some research came out this week about how much people love pumpkin spice. And they asked a bunch of people about what they would do for pumpkin spice. And then 41% of the 2000 Americans surveyed said they'd give up carbs to get pumpkin spice coffee for life.
No. The people only say that because they've never given up carbs. Yeah.
And now I have some bad news for the people who are giving up carbs to get pumpkin spice latte for life, Danny.
Yeah. Yeah. They'd have to give up the pumpkin spice latte as well.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess if I'm not sure. I haven't looked at the carb content. If you get like a soy pumpkin spice latte.
So are there other, I'd like to hear some other answers. Willing to give up carbs? Is there anything else they're willing to give up?
All right. So then they asked people about giving up alcohol, chocolate, and their cell phone. And 41% of people said they'd give up alcohol for pumpkin spice latte. And
just for the pumpkin spice season?
I don't know. I don't know exactly for how long. You got pumpkin spice coffee for life if you gave up carbs. So,
okay. All right.
Isn't that like a kind of a crazy trend? Is it that hard to get pumpkin spice coffee?
It is in the off season.
Okay. So when it's not pumpkin spice season.
Yeah.
That's the problem is that these people don't have it year round. So they think it's really need to have
it year round.
What's the secret ingredient? Isn't it just a shaker of pumpkin spice? Like you can't get that in your kitchen.
Well, come on, Rob.
If you eat pumpkin spice out of season, Rob,
you eat for the whole year because you can't get the shaker.
It's delicious.
If you eat pumpkin spice out of season, if you eat it when there's not that hint of fall in the air, it doesn't taste as good.
Is that
true? That's what's going on here. There's like this. This is an effect. You have to eat it when the atmospheric conditions are right.
Nope. I love pumpkin spice donuts any time of year.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you probably can't get them any time of year.
Okay, fine. I'm going to go buy them and I'm going to put them in my freezer and I'm going to eat them next May.
So,
and I'm going to tell you whether or not.
Please do. I am actually very interested. I bet it doesn't taste as good in the spring.
Because it's going to be in the freezer for 8 months. But
no, that's not why.
You're not why.
Did you have hair on the microphone?
I agree.
I had a hair on the microphone.
I've never seen
that. When you have long hair, Rob, you find hair everywhere. Yeah. Sometimes it's intertwined in the spongy part of the microphone, like somebody threaded it through the sponge. You find it all over, threaded through your shirts. You find it in your butt crack when you shower.
Oh,
you can't get away from it, Rob. Danny, tell him.
That's why I don't let my wife use my microphone. She has her own microphone over there when we podcast. Now, it sounds like Danny is saying that pumpkin spice, the climate is the reason why people don't have it the rest of the year. But Tyson, it's almost you're making it sound like that you wish it was socially acceptable to have pumpkin spice during.
Yeah, I understand what they're doing. It's like the McRib, you know. Danny wouldn't eat the McRib year round, but when it's only a product that comes by once or twice a year, he's gonna, you know, quadruple down on that every time he gets to Mickey D's because he doesn't know when it's going back out of style. And that's the same with this pumpkin spice. There's a rush on pumpkin spice, but in the overall, would they make more money if they made it accessible year round? This is not an experiment they are willing to take because once you go down that rabbit hole, I don't think there's any turning back. So if Starbucks is like, we're going to do pumpkin spice year round, it's the year of pumpkin spice. And then
you're going to get pumpkin spice burnout.
Come February, there's pumpkin spice burnout and nobody ever wants it again, ever. And now they're like, we used to quadruple our revenue on the first week of October with pumpkin spice.
It's like
now,
your dad telling you to smoke the whole pack after he finds you. Yeah.
That's exactly what it is, yeah.
Okay.
Except for you're choosing to willingly smoke the whole pack because it's pumpkin spice.
This is how far some other people would go. So 41% of these 2,000 people surveyed would stand in line at the DMV once a month, Danny, for the rest of their lives if they could get pumpkin spice coffee for life.
Free?
Oh, man.
I don't, free for life?
I guess so.
Is the what are the lines at Starbucks like?
Yeah, I mean, that's basically the same.
Yeah.
What has longer lines, Starbucks during pumpkin spice premiere week or Popeye's chicken?
I would rather stand in line for a Starbucks pumpkin spice whatever than Popeye's chicken, that's for sure.
You would?
Oh, totally.
Man.
Now, this is
so,
where...
So, we got some mid-poll results in. We've got over 19,000 people have voted.
How many people?
19,000.
Wow.
Yeah. So, it's a pretty good...
good sample size.
Yeah. So, we got Chick-fil-A at 41%.
What was the wording of the question?
Yeah.
What Sandy are you eating? Question mark. Popeyes, 26%. Chick-fil-A, 41%. Anything else, 34%.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
I should have done Hot Soup Bar and seen if anybody was on with Danny, but I think
that's going to be a small number.
Yeah, only Danny.
Actually, there's a Hot Soup Bar at about, right now, the Hot Soup Bar crowd is picking up.
Yeah, they're right starting now to kind of wander and hover, waiting for the new soup to be
put out. They all hover, They hover over each pot of hot soup as like their hair is falling in, nose hairs, eyelashes are all getting mixed into the chili right now.
It's all gross.
One other stat here about the pumpkin spice people. I don't know who these 2,000 people are that they surveyed, but 35% of the people these 2,000 people that they talked to said that they would name their kid pumpkin spice if it meant that they could have pumpkin spice coffee for life.
Pumpkin spice, not a bad name. I mean, Scary Spice kind of broke down the barriers with spice as part of a name.
Yeah.
Pumpkin spice, not bad. Free, what do the parents lose? Maybe they get like funny story every time they talk about their kids. This is Timmy, this is Jen, this is pumpkin spice.
Yeah.
Then they tell the story. They're but hit at parties.
I feel
free
like
coffee.
At some point the kid asks, why is my name pumpkin spice? It's like free coffee, brah.
At least we got something out of raising you.
We got something out of it. Okay.
Yeah.
So
man.
All right. Pumpkin spice.
Should I have another kid?
It's happening.
Tyson, the offer doesn't actually exist.
Yeah.
So you could name your
But maybe it does secretly
spice.
And they're like, well, we'll just see and then we'll do it. We'll surprise somebody.
Remember we went through a couple months where we talked about people with crazy names and that those types of stories faded.
Yeah. Double bacon cheeseburger with ham.
Yeah. Danny, should Popeyes get in on pumpkin spice lattes also? I feel like that if they open that up, like, hey, we've got Chick-fil-A sandwich,
best pumpkin spice lattes in the game.
We have something called a Large Mac.
Yeah.
We're also
you should do a restaurant that only rips off the signature item of every restaurant. So you go in and you're like, oh, I can get, for dessert, I can get Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah.
If
you're going to want to open up this restaurant, Tyson, in the lobby of a law firm, because you are going to be endlessly fighting lawsuits.
No, you are not, dude.
Yes, you are. If you
think so?
Made a sandwich called a Large Mac, which you couldn't
No, it'd be a Large Mick.
What if it was a parody, though? You said it was a parody sandwich.
It's a parody art installment.
I'd like to see you do this. Let's have Tyson open a restaurant or a food van with his Large Mick. And then it's similar, right? You've got your Thousand Island Ranch dressing mixture, whatever it is. You've got the three pieces of bread. You've got the shredded lettuce. Meat.
Yep.
I would love to see you sell that and not end up in a courtroom at some point.
Maybe I'll do leaf lettuce.
Yeah.
Okay. Still,
you're ending up in a court. Meat.
No, I would do regular. Still in court. I could do both. I could do both.
Yeah. Okay.
Or that's maybe an even better idea. Do a vegan restaurant that's a knockoff of everybody's signature restaurant item, but in vegan form. So now you're getting the impossible
like that.
Mask.
I like that idea.
Yeah, that's something.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Unlike KFC with a impossible chicken, fried chicken, at least, you know, you're appealing to a vegan crowd.
Yeah. It's all vegan.
Okay. I like that, Tyson. Good idea.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's
call Mark Cuban
and talk about our sponsor for this episode of the podcast before we get into DBH. And those are our friends over at Sharper Image, who bring us the Calming Comfort weighted blanket. Of course, that when it's nighttime, you're feeling anxious, that the best way to fall asleep is to have a weighted blanket. Now, Tyson, I know you said when you were having trouble sleeping, remember when you used to have to call Danny and ask him to come over and just smother
lay on
you
top
with
of
his
him.
Body weight until you could fall asleep?
Yeah, that's the only reason I was hesitant to move to Arizona was that I knew that Danny was the only one that would be willing to lay on top of me till I fell asleep.
Yeah, and the hardest part was leaving without waking Tyson.
Right.
So the blanket doesn't have that problem.
Well, no need to bother Danny anymore, because you don't have to suffer through any more sleepless nights with the Calming Comfort weighted blanket from Sharper Image. It's the luxurious weighted blanket that helps you relax so you can fall asleep and stay asleep naturally. It mimics that soothing feeling of being hugged for less stress and a restful night's sleep. When you're under the blanket, you're going to experience that feeling of being hugged, and it's going to promote a sense of calmness and relaxation for a more restful sleep. You'll wake up feeling refreshed because it's going to apply the even amount of pressure over your body to help the production of serotonin and melatonin. You know how like Danny would like sometimes like have too much on your back or like too much on your legs and you would lose circulation, Tyson? This is the Calming Comfort weighted blanket. It's even pressure across your whole body.
Tyson, send me your weighted blanket and I'll cover it in my musk and then send it back. That's the perfect.
Can't you just send me to the clam chowder bar and I can just smear a little of that on?
Whatever. Just you'll get a sense of me.
You get a sense. Okay. Danny's essence would help.
Broccoli cheddar.
You're not going to need any of that with the Calming Comfort weighted blanket. It's a natural way to attain adequate sleep and support overall health. That they've got different sizes. 15, 20, 25 pound blankets. You want 7 to 12% of your body weight. Kid sizes are available also. Wake up feeling refreshed for once. My wife swears by the Calming Comfort weighted blanket. One of the things that helps her fall asleep. So go ahead and give it a try. Calming Comfort weighted blanket comes with a 90-day anxiety-free, stress-free, best night's sleep of your life guarantee from Sharper Image right now. For our listeners, you can go to calmingcomfortblanket.com. Use promo code Rob at checkout to get $15 off the display price. Again, that's calmingcomfortblanket.com. Promo code Rob, and because you can't put a price tag on a great night's sleep, go online now at calmingcomfortblanket.com. Use promo code Rob for your special discount today. Danny, are you ready?
Yes.
You're ready. Okay, how are we doing on time?
We're
fine.
I'll leave that up to you. What do you guys think?
Fine. We need to skip the song.
Do you want to step on me with the song that we're feeling?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we both want to do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So just go ahead and start it up, Danny.
Oh, you want me to just start talking?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what stories do you have?
I'm currently opening up all my stories, just waiting to get interrupted by a song that still hasn't come. But, I heard it. Tickled my ears for just a second. There it is. Bring it on.
Oh, I'm aroused.
Bring it on.
To my bolt hole.
Bum, 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 bum.
I think you're gonna feel you belong.
I should do an album.
Yeah, you should do an album.
I've always supported your musical career.
Mm-hmm. I know. This is what I think I should do. I should do a cover of a bunch of Highwaymen song, because the Highwaymen are Johnny Cash, Willie Nelson, Kris Kristofferson, and Waylon Jennings. And then I do all their songs, but just me by myself, proving
all the parts
that I can crush what four country superstars did by myself.
Yeah. You could do that with Migos.
Yeah. Just Migos? Yeah. All of Migos? Or yeah. Just Cuervo?
Quavo. Yeah.
Quavo.
Yeah.
I was close.
Bryce Isaiah has already tweeted about hearing Robert and Tyson Apostle talk about the Migos and Quavo took me out. He's watching live. Shout out to Bryce. I don't know if he's still there.
Yeah.
Took
what
him
up,
out.
Bryce?
What do you mean?
He's
he loved it.
Yeah, he's laughing. He's crying and laughing.
Oh, okay, good. I need to see an emoji laughing. To know when people are crying and laughing.
Yeah.
Without the emoji, it's impossible to tell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What I'm going to do here before we get into the bolt hole, even though we already heard the song, is one more update before the end to see
how
we're doing
have voted?
On
What's
the poll.
The poll up to?
The poll is up to 22,000.
22,000 people have voted.
Yes. Popeyes, 25%.
I haven't
Chick-fil-A.
Seen that sort of voter registration since I was standing in line waiting for that Popeyes chicken
for the
sandwich.
Chicken.
Yeah. Chick-fil-A, 39%. Anything else, 36%. Nope. So people seem like they would even rather have Arby's roast beef than... I don't know.
Wow. Okay, well,
I'm
are we ready for my bolt hole, or should we just spend the rest of the day talking about what meat we prefer to have in our mouth?
I would do the taste test, but I wouldn't want to go to two places to get chicken sandwiches. Like, if somebody brought me the two chicken sandwiches, I would like to take a couple bites.
Well, you're in luck. Rob
Rob doesn't
eats.
Want to be discovered in a motel room, half-dressed, chicken all over the room, laying on the floor.
Pickle sauce on his upper lip.
Yeah, it's like, dude, he just got out of control with the chicken wars.
Rob, you can order these sandwiches to be delivered to your abode.
Yeah, you can get both of them in one order? Or am I like having like a race, like Uber Eats is doing one and...
You have a race, that's part of the whole thing.
So you order Uber Eats from the two different places, then you had the drivers fight...
On your doorstep.
Yeah, on your doorstep.
What are you doing here?
The only weapon they
can
use
is
the chicken
sandwich.
While Ring
doorbell films it.
Yeah, what's in the bag?
Okay.
We'll decide.
Okay, let's check out what Danny has in his bowl.
Okay, this is going to be a real quick one.
Okay.
I know that you guys have talked about this in the past, so this is for you and your wives, who are supposedly, are they still in book clubs? Is that a thing?
Always. I mean, even if they haven't met.
My wife doesn't read Danny.
Okay, no, but they're
in
the
book.
Yeah,
but you
don't
have to read to be in a book club.
Yeah, that's
Rob.
Not actually not even... The book club doesn't have anything
My
to do with books.
My wife would never be in a book club.
All right.
Is that false or true?
She hates
I feel
books.
Like she...
That doesn't matter. That's not a requirement for book clubs. As far as
She's
I can tell, you buy the book.
Mom clubs where they talk
mom
about different conspiracy theories.
Sounds yeah, like that's a book
thing.
Club.
That's a book club. She's in a book club.
They don't
that's
a book read club. Books, Dan.
Tyson's wife is in a book club.
I believe that.
Yeah.
But there's a new type of book club emerging.
You're going to say a book club for men, and I'm going to say that's bullshit.
You're going to say broga? You're going to call broga? But that's not what I'm going
to
say.
You can't. That's impossible to do a book club for men. It's not going to work.
No.
Danny.
It's called a silent book club.
Silent book club. Go on.
Okay. The silent book club is simple, according to this article by NPR. And that is that people meet up at a library or a bar or a bookstore, and they ring a bell. And once the bell is rung, people silently read. And after an hour, the bell rings again. So it's just an hour of people reading together
Isn't
in
that
silence.
The library?
Yeah, no, it's just the library, but not.
That's what I thought about. But do you remember? I don't know if you guys had this in grade school.
Are you all reading the same book?
No. You can read whatever book you want.
The readathon. You're
That's
talking
what,
about the
yes,
readathon.
Yes, the readathon. That's what I thought. I'm like, this is just a grown-up version of the readathon.
So you get
to
bring a pillow, and in the pillowcase there's treats.
Yep, and they'd move all the desks to the side, and you'd lay down on the floor, and you'd just read whatever book you wanted. This is the adult version of that.
The readathon.
It's a readathon, and they started it because they hated the assigned element of a book club.
Yeah, that I like this idea.
I don't. Why would I show up to that when I could just stay at home and not show up?
I think we can improve it, Tyson. Hear me out. I have an idea. It's called the movie club. Okay. So there's an assigned time And then at that time, they start playing a movie. And everybody then sits in silence and everybody watches the movie. And then the movie finishes. You don't talk to anybody.
You're not allowed to talk to anybody?
No, at the after the bell rings, all bets are off. You can talk about your book, you can socialize, or you can go home.
And then when the bell rings, the movie is over, and then everybody can leave, and they can talk if they want to.
And we already had the movie club in Utah for
a place where people could buy like snacks and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. That's called being an adult without children. That's movie club. Yeah. Rob, I used to, before I had children, me and Rachel would go to the theater at least once a week.
Wow.
Isn't
that's
awesome?
Crazy.
$600,000.
Rob just clarified that you went to movie club once a week, not to a movie. You went to the movie club.
Yeah. Movie club, yeah.
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 Exciting. How
Rob
was
would
it?
Love it. It was great.
Yeah. I mean, now that I have kids, the book club doesn't sound that bad either.
You'd go to the library?
Yeah.
Do libraries still exist?
Yeah, we have one here that we go to sometimes.
Mm. Are you whispering because you like feel like you're in the library? Or should
no, because the Jehovah's Witnesses are always out front, and I'm always like, isn't this a separation of church and state right here?
In front of the library or in front of the house? Are you whispering so they don't hear you?
Yeah, are they at your door right now?
They could be. I don't know who's listening. But they're always in front of the library. They have like a permanent post set up there with like a little like an old looking tube TV with like a VHS player playing some thing with like.
Next time you should walk up and say, why don't you just at least try to get me to register to vote?
Yeah.
Yeah, they should.
Anyway, there's the silent book club what do we call it, Tyson? What was it again from grade school?
Readathon.
Or readathon for adults.
Yeah.
Did they have the readathons in the East Coast, or was that a purely West Coast?
I've heard of a readathon before.
So let's go over it, Danny, with him. So let's say, like once a year, your teacher, like in third grade, is like, okay, so readathon is going to be December 16th. Everybody bring enough books to read for the entire day.
That's one.
And enough snacks to snack on for the entire day.
Hundreds of snacks.
Yeah.
Yes, it's enough snacks to make everybody sick. And then wear your pajamas to school and bring your comfiest pillow to lay down on.
Yeah.
And then you'd push out all the desks. Everybody would lay down on the ground on their pillows and read to their heart's content. But usually you just snack a bunch. And then you'd always look over at the one kid with the graphic novel and be like, I didn't even know counted.
I didn't know
books.
That was an option.
Yeah. Trying to see if I live in delivery distance of any Popeyes.
I do.
Kind of far.
Yeah, you're far from everything, Rob.
Not far from everything.
Let me pin your house on Twitter, we'll have people vote.
He's the epicenter of many podcasts, Tyson.
Yeah.
So
that's true.
Yeah, so let's see.
The things that matter.
If I was going to do directions to this.
I actually only have gotten to your house from the Malibu side, so I don't really know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's about 6 miles to get to the nearest Popeyes.
It's doable if somebody would deliver that distance, you don't think?
Yeah. It'd be cold.
Hmm.
Okay. All right, I'll think about it. There's a Chick-fil-A nearby.
Yeah. Probably.
Okay. So I'll save that for when Danny visits.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Great.
Ooh.
Nice. We already have a place to eat.
Okay.
Danny, do you still have your house in Malibu?
Yeah, we do.
We'll stay there.
Yeah. Let me see where the nearest Del Taco is for when Danny visits.
Okay. I got to make my contribution.
Del Taco is only like 2 or 3 miles away.
By the way, I've eaten at Del Taco twice
today already?
In the last week. So.
Oh, I thought you were going to say today, and I was going to be like,
I got order at Del Taco.
Nah, okay. Depends on how I'm feeling.
Yeah.
But normally, I get a crunchy Del Taco.
Mm-hmm.
I get the spicy Jack quesadilla.
Mm-hmm.
I get a bean and cheese burrito, which, by the way, isn't always warm. So if I'm getting the vibe that it's
food,
not.
Danny.
If I get the vibe, I'm not going to get a warm burrito. I don't get it. And then I get a medium French fries and a medium drink.
Wow.
So basically healthy.
What do you get? They have the dew?
No, I get, and this is going to sound
Pepsi. Gross,
but Cherry Coke.
Cherry Coke. Okay.
Yeah.
And Del Taco fries are underrated. They are a good fry.
Yeah, they're hit and miss, too. They're hit and miss.
Hit and miss. Okay.
But when they're good, they're good.
Oh, when they are on, they are on. I would strangle a baby seal.
Again?
No, I would wait in line at the DNV. I would wait in line at the DNV once a month for
the rest of your life.
You would name a kid Del Taco.
I would name a kid Small Fries from Del Taco.
I like it.
Okay. All right.
Let's hit the poll again real quick.
All right.
Almost 25,000 votes.
Yeah.
In the time that I've been talking and looking at it, anything else and Chick-fil-A were head-to-head.
Yeah.
Now anything else has taken the lead. 39%, Chick-fil-A 37%, Popeyes 24%.
I like it. Those people saying anything else, they're...
But... Tyson,
the way you ask the sandwich with toothpaste.
Or ask the question, it makes it sound like what are you literally eating right now?
Well, that's crazy that 37% of the people reading this are eating a Chick-fil-A right now.
I think that it's open to interpretation, because if I'm eating cereal,
that's true.
I'm not eating either of those sandwiches right now. I'm eating anything else.
Fine.
Yeah, that's a, that question.
So you think I made a blunder?
What Sandy are you eating? It's like, well, I have my wife packed tuna for me today.
Yeah, and also it gives them an out, because anything else could be a delicious sandwich.
Yeah,
yeah, but it could also be a cat poop sandwich.
I don't know what world that we're living in where that saying that my wife has never packed me a sandwich ever in my entire life.
Yeah, it's not the 1950s.
Yeah, I was going to say, you would go work on that construction crew building the Empire State Building.
Sitting on the I-beams with your pals, playing cards on lunch break.
But
having a brewski and a cigarette before getting back to work.
Okay. All right. Anything else we need to talk about on this spectacular edition of News AF?
You've milked me dry.
Probably, but we just don't have enough time to... You know, get to all of it. So we just get to the stuff we can.
Yeah.
No, it's, I mean, we could, but we'd be here all day and all night.
I mean, there was plenty of stuff that we didn't end up getting to, like how millennials are planning their own funerals.
They are?
Yeah.
I've planned my funeral too. So does that mean I am a.
That's just called good planning.
Mm-hmm.
And if we were to talk about everything endlessly, we would all need a nice spicy pumpkin IV
latte.
Drip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just to get us through.
How about this? Can we combine both worlds? Like, Wendy's get in on the pumpkin spicy chicken sandwich?
Hmm.
They have a good chicken sandwich as well. As you can tell, I'm not very picky.
Their thing is the spicy chicken sandwich.
Yeah,
and it's
that's
delightful.
Their thing.
Well, Chick-fil-A has a spicy... Lame. Yeah, spicy chicken
Popeyes
sandwich at Chick-fil-A.
Too, but that Wendy's real, that they get their press on spicy chicken sandwich. And then if they take it away, people get mad.
Yeah,
yeah.
They do get mad. They get real mad.
Real mad. Okay.
You think?
All right.
I'm currently opening iTunes to see if we got any new reviews or any more Ding Mary Kills.
NewsAF.news. And if you want to, go ahead and really do us a solid, subscribe to the News AF podcast at NewsAF.news. That's how we climb up the charts. I know a lot of people just listen in the RHAP main feed, but if you want to help get the numbers up for News AF, subscribe to the News AF feed at newsaf.news, and your feedback and star ratings help too. But go ahead, and the best thing you can do is subscribe and tell your friends to subscribe as well.
Yes.
All right.
100%.
Got it, Tyson?
I don't know why it's not pulling up.
Yeah, because
it's iTunes.
I can give you the review. I know
yeah, but that's
you
my
to, you want me to do it today?
Yeah, can you do it?
Yeah.
Oh, here it goes.
Actually, I want to address this one because it's a complaint. Okay.
Will you do it in my voice?
Yo, dude.
No, he's not doing the review. Yeah. He's doing a complaint, Tyson.
The complaint is a review. It's 5 stars, but it says, please number podcasts. It's easier to keep track when they are numbered. It says they ain't numbered. Thank you. All right. Well, let me tell you why that we were asked that, hey, Apple Podcast said, we don't like episode numbers. Stop numbering your episodes, because in Apple Podcasts, that we number the episodes. So when you call your episodes, episode 203 of News AF, like this is, then we don't like that. It's redundant because we already tell you what the episode number is. So Apple Podcasts said, we don't want to promote podcasts that call their episodes by episode numbers. So we were asked to drop the episode numbers.
Wow.
Somewhere in Egypt, Steve Jobs is shaking his head over that.
Yeah.
So it also looks like Apple, not to point any fingers, probably censored that Ding Mary Kill review from last week. So if anybody submitted one of those, it looks like they're probably not going to get through.
Yeah. So, yeah, we were asked to drop the, so that you can look at the released by date to know what's what. They should be ordered in your podcast feed, and that I apologize about that, but that is that is the way that we were asked, and allegedly Apple Podcasts will not promote any podcast that uses episode numbers.
And all right, none of us three have missed an episode at all
ever
since this podcast inception. And so it will be easy to follow those dates back. And by easy, I mean that is not a task I would want to take on myself, but good luck.
All right. There you go.
All right.
Great job.
Okay.
NewsAF.news. If you want to subscribe, join our Facebook group. We're streaming live. Shout out to everybody who is chatting along with us in our Facebook group. Group
AF. Should we take one more look at the poll?
Sure.
One more look at the poll. You carry on with your closing.
Yeah, go ahead and check us out on Facebook. Come join us in the Facebook group. Myself and Danny and Tyson, all members of the group AF, free to join. Go ahead, join us, facebook.com/groups/groupAF, and you can watch us live, watch the playback. Go ahead and submit stories as well. It's all there. Facebook,
27,000 votes.
And you have to answer three questions, and you can't come in and promote your podcast immediately.
Yes. You don't have to answer the three questions. It's just a way of keeping the bots out. And it's not because we don't like the bots. It's that we want the bots that are going to listen to us.
Right.
So here's the poll now.
Yeah.
Anything else after 27,000 votes in less than an hour? 39% leading the way. Chick-fil-A with 38% and Popeyes with 24%.
Okay.
I should keep this poll running for a whole month and then see where people are at after the novelty of all the sandwiches is worn off.
I'm going to go, I think, head on over to Popeyes and get that Popeyes chicken sandwich and then, you know, post about it on Instagram so people think cool.
Will you Periscope it?
That would be a day. That would, you know, that would be an adventure.
It really would. I would tune in live if you did that for us.
All right, guys, I need to go get a chicken sandwich.
You got
to
go get chicken sandwich. Thanks, everybody, for watching us live here today. Take care. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.
This episode of Robin's Podcast is sponsored by our friends over at True Car. Every car comes with its share of stories, like that ding in your bumper when you nervously picked up a first date, that luxury package you got after a big promotion, or the mileage you saved by riding your bike all summer long. And while you can't put a price tag on your stories, now with True Car, you can at least find out what your car is worth when it's time to sell it or to trade it in. You just go to True Car and simply enter your license plate number and watch how your car's details just pop up. Then answer a few questions, navigation and moonroof. Watch as they bump up your car's value. High mileage, you already knew it was going to cost you, but now you'll know how much it's going to ding your wallet so you can plan ahead. And once you're finished, you'll get a true cash offer sent in minutes, which you could take to a local certified dealer to cash out or to trade in. So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out True Car today. True Cash Offer is not available in all areas.